can get Scott to give us the invocation, please.
Father God, we thank you for this wonderful day that you have given us. Lord, just be with us as we conduct business for the nation and for the welfare of our citizens. Lord, be with those who are sick. Lord, be with those who may have lost loved ones. Lord, just comfort them. Lord, be and just be with us as we do our business, and we believe that all things will be done in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Johnny Green?
Present.
Cole Steer?
Present.
Jody Barnett?
Present.
James Jennings?
Here.
Rufus Scott?
Here.
I'm sure I got five present and none absent.
Five present and none absent. Constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. First on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for August the 17th. Motion by Mr. Representative Scott to approve the minutes with any changes. Second.
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Approved. August 17th minutes are approved. Starting with the order of business, Secretary of Community and Human Services, Nina Tiger. And we can make suggestions and ask questions, but we cannot make any changes to your budget. And we also want you to go down and on your line items that you have changed to explain to us.
Okay. And good afternoon. Salary and wages changed because of some positions that I have changed titles on, as well as salary grades. So the salary and wages has went down. Travel has remained the same. Mileage, I did add $500. Previously, there was a line item for a vehicle that the previous secretary had, so I no longer have that in addition. So adding mileage in case I travel and have to use my own vehicle. Membership fees, I did add $200 there because of the one major one that I will be attending will be the National Congress of American Indians, which is coming up in October. So it's the only one I anticipate attending that's national level, other than the intertribals. Other than that, those are the only changes that I made.
Do you have any questions?
In my budget, as well as all of the programs that have travel funding, did are the 10% cut.
Motion by Representative Jennings for approval. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Barnett. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Chair, you got four in favor and zero against.
Four in favor, zero against. That budget is approved.
You got the Southern Regional
Office. Yes, but I also have Ms. Angelette Nunley, who's the site coordinator, that was here with me as well. major changes in salary and wages. It did go down. We did add a part-time position after speaking with Ms. Nunley. We, instead of having a full-time office clerk there, we decided to have a part-time office clerk. And no other increases. All of her line items in order to meet the budget cuts went down.
Entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Representative Jennings for approval. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Barnett. A roll call vote, please.
Tony Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deere.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. The Southern Regional Office budget is approved. Thank you. Thank you. Next is Human Social Services.
Changes. Most of our changes have been done and within the salaries line item. Now, all of the changes did not increase the bottom line budget. If anything, it decreased it. And that's based a lot on, we had a different IDC rate come through, and so it helped us save some costs there. We didn't decrease any client services whatsoever. So our motor vehicle, with any changes that they have, and do you want to buy?
No, not to these
don't. Other than the salary line item. On that one.
And for human services, we will be submitting an amended budget at a later date because of some of the classification of salaries. We also will be installing a new database system, which will change up some of the duties, which resulted in the title changes for the staff. So we will have a database in place.
Any questions on that motor vehicle? School clothing? Okay, the next one is the taxes and licensing for school clothing, and that's just the client services on the bottom. No changes there. And then the next budget should be the taxes and licensing for burial assistance.
Yes.
No changes there. That's just the client services on the bottom. And then this next budget I think you have says gaming for school clothing.
Yes.
500, that there's no change there on the bottom. But if you'll just look at the next gaming budget, the social services, you can see it's added again on the bottom. That needs to be removed because it's on this budget.
On that budget.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is that correct, Kathy?
That's back to 3214.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And there are any changes in that? Those bottom items?
No.
No, just the salaries had some changes, but the bottom line item stayed the same. It's actually less.
Yeah. Everything else is less.
Except for if they're making a change, and then they'll submit it with Kathy, and Kathy will fix it with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next. Next is the gaming for Social Security assistance. Now, there were a few changes there. I think the budget that you have shows travel at 2846.
Mm-hmm. But that was because of the
IDC amount
went down when we originally submitted it. So the new updated amount is going to be the 10% cut. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we stay within the 10% cut. The amount that was in addition to the budget that you had, we added it to travel and to supplies. So that put the travel at 2846 and the supplies at 1500. And those are the that's the only change there.
Yes. So this actually says indirect costs at 26%. What is the actual percentage of that change?
Well, when we first initially got the budget call, it was at 38%. And that's what we calculated our initial submission on to you all. And that was the only budgets that we had worked with.
We changed them before they were submitted to the council. They were submitted to us at 38,
mm-hmm.
and we got an estimated amount on our indirect for this year, or at 24 now, but at that time it was around 26, so we just started with 26, so that helped with the 10% cut too.
Okay.
But the budget was not submitted to you with a 38% indirect cost rate. It came to us, and then we changed it before we submitted it to the council. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Questions?
Okay. Our next one is self-governance social services. Salaries, yeah, I think. We do have some changes in salaries. The bottom line, though, is within the 10% budget cut. We did do an increase to travel. No, I'm sorry, that's the same. We increased our supplies.
Software also.
Yes, we added that. So we'll have to pay a maintenance fee for that.
Okay.
office rent and lease went up because we have three offices now at Jinks.
You have two in Jinks?
We have three total.
Next is the LIHEAP. You'll see that there's an increase in salaries, and that's because we're going to start charging some salaries to the LIHEAP grant. Just partial, we're not able to fund a full position as well. And other than that, let's see. Yeah, what Tammy's saying is it's our federal grant, so we don't know for certain that this is the amount we're going to get, so it's what we feel like we're going to get, our guess, and then we budget it according to that. We did, let's see, education? Yeah, the budget that you have in front of you shows zero in education. We did add that to 10,000. We want to use that to be for our, people call them our giveaways, but the information that we give out to the citizens that are qualified for LIHEAP, you know, for energy efficiency, saving energy, those types of things. And we did increase our printing to $5,000. Yeah, with our amended budget that we'll submit to finance again, it's going to be $5,000. Yes.
And the client services energy assistance went down.
Yes. The amount we have in the amended budget is $207,000.
We need to postpone these until our next meeting, so we're looking at the actual budgets. If we're not looking at the actual budgets, how are we going to do them?
That's probably Kathy has advice. I just wanted to go through it with you all. But I don't know. If you want us to wait and explain them, that's fine also.
And there will be a couple of other programs because of some changes that we've made in reorg that will have amended budgets that we're going to need to submit.
Okay. Well, I feel like we should wait until they get their budgets.
The amended ones.
Make a motion to postpone Human Social Services to our next budget meeting.
Motion by Ms. Burnett to postpone the Human Services budget until the 24th. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. Roll call vote, please.
I have a question. I mean, I'm agreeable with postponing, but we're going to have hell.
I know.
I'm good with whatever y'all are. If y'all want to make it in a separate meeting, that's fine with me.
Maybe after health.
So how soon is she going to have, that's going to be Wednesday, how soon is she going to have the amended budget?
Oh, yeah.
She has ours.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When they make the amendment, it should come to us that we can send to back to the council so they can review them. So everybody's looking at the same thing. And my suggestion was they can make the amendments and ask y'all if they can make the amendments and bring them back to you for approval at another date. Because we didn't have time to do Ruby's out this week, and there was no way I had time to do all this before we got here today.
Right.
So.
Do we want to set another meeting? We have BF&J on the 30th, 31st. We can do it on, there's nothing scheduled on the 29th, which will be next Monday.
That's fine. The 29th, is that okay? Oh, yes.
That's next Monday.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
2 o'clock.
Is that what Kathy said? Approve them today? Or
no.
Recommend them today?
Okay.
Postpone it and then approve it.
Okay. To bring them back.
Okay.
So we're all looking at the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. So, 29th at 2?
The 29th, yes. The 29th.
My, I'm in my motion to the 29th.
Got it.
And Rufus seconds my amendment.
I got it.
Mom, you got it. Okay. The motion was made to postpone it till the 29th and seconded by Representative Scott.
Yep.
Roll call vote, please.
Tony Barnett?
Yes.
Troy Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes and will be the 29th at 2 o'clock.
Thank you.
Okay, where are we at?
Children's care. Yeah, child care.
And Newman Frank will be presenting the budget. Barbara O'Neill is the director, but her husband had a heart attack.
Oh, really?
So,
how are you?
Tell us the line items that you have changed.
Okay, the, on the for example, the childcare center, we changed the line item with the salary line item, reduced that from the fringe, and we reduced the food purchases.
That was part of my question. So you decreased the supplies and food purchases as part of your reduction. What does that mean? Our babies are going to go without?
Well, right now we won't. They won't be able to, they won't go out without anything. We can make it through that year with that. We just took that one staff and whether utilizing that. That we didn't have enough to use that staff, so we took that one staff person away.
Okay.
So we should have enough to.
So the supplies and food purchases will not affect the services that the children get while in care?
Right.
Okay. And will the rates go up again after the first of the fiscal year for the clients?
Possibly. We submitted our child care plan to the ACF program, and we're waiting for approval of that. And we do have to look at the state median income, which is 85%, and base our sliding fee scale on that amount. And so there's a possibility it could be an increase come October 1. And we won't know that till in the September when they approve our plan.
So when would that increase go into effect?
We'll try to phrase it in. Well, see, we have a lot of new requirements coming out with this new plan, and we'll be able to certify them for a year but that's the, they have to be working and are going to school and training. So whenever we get that back and they give us a kind of a deadline where they want us to move that to. We already have the sliding fee scale ready, so once we get it approved, they'll probably notify us of because they're all up for recertification now, and so they'll be certified by the end of September.
You know, the letter that we issued, I believe, let them know that there would be some increases coming, so we're not trying to do it in one lump sum. We want to gradually put those increases in. And then we have an increase for eight?
We have an increase. Our child care center is raised for start ninth year. So we actually need to increase that. We set our child development centers to at least what the state charges their clients. So the rates that they set aside for us.
James, do you have a question? No.
In our travel request, we reduced the staff in salaries and fringe, and we made a change from, we had a child development center's supervisor, and we changed that to a licensing compliance supervisor. We have some new requirements coming out for licensing and monitoring all of our child care, so we need to have someone to do that continuously. And program income, we submit our budget, but it's based on the funds that we receive from the daycares, and that can fluctuate from one year to the other. So we only actually get to spend whatever we bring in income, and most of that will take was mostly using salaries for our centers, like we have at Fall and Latina and the Homeville area, that our program won't cover.
One of the areas under program income that we're looking at is the Okema Center. It's somewhat right now underutilized for the morning and afternoon. It's mainly we get a large portion of them that are after school. So if that's the case, we're going to look at it again this year. Then we may look at moving some staff to the Tunka side or another side to assist there where we have a larger population that's attending.
You may become a before and after school program at the Okema side.
I'm at 5324 bank charges.
Okay, we put that in our budget because we're getting ready to put in the credit card for payments, so we'll have to have somebody to pay those charges.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And for our credit funds and discretionary funding, we've pretty much stay the same, probably increase in some areas where depending on the allowance that they allow us to budget for the coming year. Put some extra in salaries and fringe to cover staff and supplies for what's considered our administration and our quality part of our program and the child care centers. and we put the rest of our funding that they shows that we have an increase in software certificates, and that's what we pay for our clients as a software services. In discretion. And for the mandatory, it's the same. We, based on the figure that they give us, that we hope that we will get, because it can change between now and October 1. Most of our, covers all of our major expenses, and the increased part will go to child care certificates where we get a portion of our budget. On the federal's discretion mandatory, we get allowed 15% for administrative costs and 4% for quality. And those are, and then the rest goes for direct services.
The language teacher position, does that serve all of your centers, or is it centrally located at one?
Well, the one we had, she we had her serving all of our child care centers, and we haven't been able to hire anyone in that position, but we're still hopeful we can get someone to be able to fill that position for us.
What are your barriers to hiring?
What about barriers? Well, one of them is mostly it's being able to be fluent in the language and be able to teach it.
So you just have a lack of applicants, it's not because of the pay
scale?
Or?
Yeah. And we get applicants that doesn't, they're not certified through the language program as a fluent speaker. So we have some that can, they can count and they can, say the color because they can't get any further than that. So.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
How about the vehicles? GSA.
He's in the vehicles.
Vehicles we use to replace those of ours that get at least over 100,000 miles, because most of our staff are out on the field every day, and they go from here to within 100 miles of our service area. And so we try to keep them replaced, and most of ours we trade in to get, so they won't sit around here to have to try for whatever. But usually it's that, and we look at the years of how long we've had them. And if we don't have to replace one, we take that money and mod it to our software certificate program. Even if it's purchased out, set up for administrative, we can move it to wherever to our software assistant program we need to.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Representative Jennings for approval. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. The child care budget is approved. Children and Family Services.
This is one that one date we may have to amend. I'm not sure if we'll be able to make all the changes by the 29th. So if we need to, we can amend it after October.
We're in the process of doing some reorganization there. And I have with me Ms. Kimmy Wynn Humbert, who is the acting director, and April Welch, the administrative assistant. Which one do you have first in front of you?
IVC.
The IVC. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
IVC?
Yes. Their salaries went down, fringe went down, most of the other line items remained the same. One of the changes that will be happening there within the Schedule A will be the director's salary. The only change that we'll make, so it'll decrease that bottom line. Again, those salaries and fringe have went down. In that is a program manager and an officer, which we do currently have.
So you guys took out the second officer?
Yes. Because it's such a brand new program, starting it up. The number of cases that we have right now are not warranting a manager and two officers. So with Seth McIntosh, the new manager, he's doing some looks into trainings, things for that, and him and Jessica Weiser. And then currently I think we have five cases that we're managing.
But currently they're only handling juveniles that offend or live on Trust property. So all of our other juveniles are not being served.
Correct. And that's another item that we're looking at coming back to amend that legislation so we are able to serve a larger population. That's our safe and stable families. Salary and wages decreased. Equipment lease rental.
It didn't go up, it just was under contractual last year, so now I've got it in the first one.
Okay, so we move that one. The Schedule A there will change. Again, we had an employee that resigned, so we're not replacing her at that time due to the caseload that we currently have. Protective services. It is a one-man show. It's Karen Collins. In order to get her budget to meet the 10%, we did take out the travel supplies. The direct assistance for her went down quite a bit. She's another area that we're looking at possibly amending the legislation so that we can serve our seniors. I believe Judge Bigler assisted another child in running their adult protective code. So we have asked for a copy of that to look at how that could be addressed here within the Creek Mission.
Title 4B, we didn't make any changes. It's pretty much the same. The salaries for 4B1 is matched with our self-governance at 21%. Everything pretty much has stayed the same. Direct assistance went up only due to the indirect cost being changed to 26%. So that that's the only change that's been made. I don't know as far as personnel what.
Yeah, the scheduling we changed there as well due to some vacancies and some reorganization. Mm-hmm. Currently, the Children and Families program has 10 managers. So in looking at that organizational chart and seeing how we can maybe combine some of those areas where it's more of a fluid process for those that we serve, we're looking at dropping it down to maybe about 5 or 6.
How will that affect the 4E? Were any of those positions going to be responsible for the 4E?
There is one in there that I see that was at a manager's position. So we can look at possibly not filling that manager's position, but looking at how we can combine that with maybe another area.
Okay. So are we not pursuing doing the travel reimbursement for 4E? Or because the tribal state agreement that we approved back in April still hasn't been turned into the state, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Why is that?
Is that the one with Carly?
Yeah.
That was, we received an email from Carly Hotbed before she transferred over to Mr. Asbell's department.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the agreement that she had submitted and that was passed was not complete on the side with DHS? There were still some issues that were not addressed. So we're looking at having to amend that piece of legislation.
Just today before the meeting, mm-hmm. Cynthia Freeman had called looking for the paperwork that needed to be sent to Chief to be signed off on. And that was just before we came up here.
Legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because okay.
I called and asked for comments this morning.
Yes.
I will go back and look at that email, but to my knowledge, Carly had sent me an email letting me know that legislation was based on an incomplete document, possibly from DHS.
Okay, so we needed that agreement no matter what, but it was a basis, the first step in the travel 4E reimbursement. So are we still pursuing that? We're not pursuing that? How
we're still
that
pursuing it.
Okay.
We've got to see what attorney's going to pick that up and what we need to do with DHS.
That will actually affect like 4 supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
That would go under 4B at 100%.
Right.
Because they can't be under Title 4B at all.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's why I was like, whenever you said you were removing those manager positions, that's why I was asking, because I thought, well, I thought those were the positions that were going to be handled in that 4E.
Yes.
So, okay.
Right. But under that, we have 1, 2, 3 managers. So that's why we're looking at whether we need all 3 or if it can just be handled by 1.
Okay.
Thank you.
Questions? Any more questions?
Title 4 being just discussed.
And family preservation.
Yeah.
The salaries went down in that one, just a little. Other than that, there was no change until the indirect cost rate changed, and then they put that money back into the direct assistance, which brought it up to
$40,132.
And again, the schedule items we'll have to look at. Amending.
What was the question?
Questions?
Motion to approve Children and Family Services budget.
Motion by Ms. Burnett to approve the Children and Family Services budget. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Burnett?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That budget is approved. Family Violence Prevention, Sean Partridge.
Now you guys have plenty of paper to look at, but I created a little one-pager, just with some additional highlights. So.
I'm going to give you one, too, because you want one.
We do. Dina's passing them out, so thank you, Dina.
Do you want to go over your,
sure,
your line item changes?
Yes. So on our tribal budget, it's the budget is pretty simple as is, but in order to reduce that budget, we are proposing to split our office manager position with one of our federal grants, which is allowable to do so. And so we would are reducing that salary, wage, and fringe, those line items, by paying for our office manager 60% out of the tribal dollars and then 40% out of the federal dollars. So that is the grant that we would be splitting that with is our largest grant. So she spends a significant amount of time assisting us with that. So we felt like that that was allowable and justifiable to be able to do that. So that is that reduction, as well as the indirect cost. Anything else on that?
Okay.
TEPSA is an annual award, and we never know what we're getting until the letter comes in the mail, which is usually in September. So we just need an estimate based on what we've received currently. So, and with that grant, we have increased the salary line items to add some additional positions. Now that we have our SANE program up and rolling, our next big project is going to be to move towards shelter services. So, excited about that. And of course, that includes the 40% of salary for the office manager. And then again, the figures are based on are an estimate based on the award that we'll receive. Let's see here. We increased the mileage. This is always a hard one again because we really are guessing. Decreased the supplies. We're really in looking at the vehicle lease. Had overestimated this year, so we're trying to do the best projection possible. And then, project activity. So what we did, we actually have a project activity line now that we're using, and mainly using that line item for education and awareness events and activities, promotional kinds of purchases. So. And then moving down, we're not proposing to add any money into office rent, utilities, building, all those, because that is for shelter services. And I thought we would have made more progress on that this last year, but was saying we really focused our attention on that project. So, but we can also count any payments once we do have a shelter in place for utilities and things like that will actually count as direct assistance according to our federal program manager. So we reduced telephone and fax and communications again just to try to do better projection of what we're actually spending. And increased, according to this budget, the contractual by a little bit. You know, we've been blessed in that we've had funding with FIPSA. When you're trying to spend over $800,000 in one year, that's a big task. And so we try to be as creative as possible. And so right now, our contractual line item is mainly used for billboards, securing billboards, contracting with presenters, you know, to come in and do trainings, things like that. But obviously, when we have shelter services, it's going to reduce that. And we want that, because we'd rather have shelter services than billboards. But and then the direct assistance, just slightly, again, this is just an estimate. What we do have to keep in mind, our vehicle lease, some supplies. There are a lot of other expenses through here that still, according to our federal program managers, are considered direct assistance because we have the vehicle leases to transport survivors. So it's just an example there. Any questions about that slide? And training, it does look like that's quite a bit of money. We actually, we use the FIPSA dollars to send other professionals to training as well throughout the year. So not just our staff, but children and family staff. We utilize it to send Light Horse staff, staff from the AG's office to be able to attend domestic and sexual violence specific kind of training. So, okay, and moving on is VOCA. And so this is our second year for this award. Last time it was split with health, but this time they have their own separate award and we have our separate award as well. And so it is pretty basic as far as salary and wages concerned. We have two advocates, full-time advocates funded under this award. It is an annual award. They asked us specifically to budget for four trainings. And so that's what's been budgeted there. And the salary does reflect because VOCA right now has been on the state's fiscal year, but they're moving to the federal fiscal year, so the salary is based on 15 months.
Any questions? Motion by Representative Barnett for approval. Is there a second? Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That budget is approved. Is community research and development, Diana Billy. Can y'all hear them? Can y'all hear?
On the Schedule A for a maintenance worker that was at the 24,831, it's actually 25,168. So that'll change the salary and the difference just a little bit. But we still are under as far as what was compared to last year's budget. All the other line items are pretty much remaining the same. The biggest one is going to be the utilities.
And we left in there $2,500 because we'd be paying to increase housing.
The only area that we see that may become an issue is those communities that we have that do not have COD funds.
Right, and there's a couple of them. Mm-hmm.
Destin?
Well, Destin's one of them, Wilson is one of them, and right now Kellyville is one of them. Kellyville did accept an application, so hopefully they will be requesting the 2017.
But Destin didn't want to apply.
That, and they haven't applied for any CDBG or anything for several years now.
So it just be those communities that we may have to pay their utilities.
Yeah, and it's in Title 11 that if they have any issues, then they need to come and see us. So we know we need to increase this by just a little bit, just in case. And if it's not scant, then it'll go back to the nation. And that's the utilities.
increasing it to 10,000 or increasing it by 10,000?
By 10,000.
The rent would be more than the utilities.
But they also, Kellyville also pays their utilities out of a different account as well. Do you remember what account that is for Kellyville? It was the building fund account. They had whatever they had left over.
Oh, that's right. It was rolling. Okay.
Right. So they pay for, you know, whatever stuff out of that.
Gotcha.
So they should have some.
So we're hoping everyone gets their COD funds, if not, they have funds available.
Right.
But
yes.
Kellyville, do they receive a payment or someone
yes.
receive a payment from
mutual aid? $700 from the letters program.
I've never been receiving that since the late 2014. But I just, sorry, I should be at the table. I think what Diana was wanting to mention, though, is even though we would tell these communities that they have the funds through language or the COD, or even some of them have CDBG even left over, that our concern and that I told her was in Title 11, Chapter 4, it specifically states if a community has trouble paying for utilities, they will come report it to CR&D, who will tell Kathy's office, and that language in the legislation states that I believe finance will pay those that outstanding utility, and with we just want to cover our backs that we have somewhere to pay that out of, I guess, kind of, as long as that's in the code. So
yes.
So you've requested that the communities return their CDBG grant monies that they haven't spent. Is that correct? And their van maintenance monies also?
Well, their van maintenance money, there was no, I didn't see a deadline, but apparently there was one for July the 19th. And so I think their van money has been turned in. Their COD by legislation has to be turned in by after September 30th. Except $2,500, which if that's not spent, it has to be turned in by the 20th, I believe.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then this was our first round of reporting, so we don't know if they all will receive it or not. I don't know. I don't know any issues that will come up, but that's something to think about, too, is even if they do apply for the COD funding again for 2017, if there's an issue with compliance, then we have stated in the legislation that they won't receive it. So then they may not have funds at that point to pay for utilities.
That's what we did. Yeah.
See what you get when you let legislators do stuff?
Well, that's what we do. We're just requesting a $10,000 just in case we have an issue. And they're coming and they're an additional $10,000 just in case. And if it's, you know, like I said, if it's not spent, we can hurt them by September 30th next year.
Questions?
I have a question.
Yeah.
So do we need to postpone this till a later meeting to approve it, or can we just approve it and approve the amendment that Kathy's going to do? I'm sorry.
Yeah, y'all can go ahead and make the amendment.
Because that's the only change.
Yeah, that's looking at their budget, they're going to have money left over anyway from this year for next year. So
it can come out of the utilities or wherever, huh? It can come out of the utilities or whatever.
Put in their utility line.
Sure.
We'll just increase the utility line by $10,000.
Okay.
And then we are going to have money left over from our budgets.
Okay.
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 Motion to approve.
Motion by Representative Jennings to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Barnett. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings? Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Chair, you're up. 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That budget is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you this morning. Even though you didn't want to call me. I know, even though I gouged you by accident. I called her and I was like, man, I didn't mean to call you.
And TANF will be included with the amendments on the 29th.
So we need to. So we need a motion to postpone that until 4/9.
Okay.
Okay.
We just want to postpone it. Okay. Make a motion to postpone TANF to August 29th at 2 p.m.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Barnett to postpone until August 29th. Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Chair, you have 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That budget is postponed until 2 o'clock on August the 29th.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Senior Services, Terry Anderson.
She's just asking her a question quick.
I thought maybe y'all needed to go to the rest.
But
changed the monies that were remaining were not filtered back into the budget, and so we're going to get that number and then make sure we still meet the 10%. So we'll need to come back on the 29th at 2 as well.
Motion to postpone Senior Services to 8/29.
Motion by Ms. Barnett, second by Representative Jennings to postpone Senior Services until August the 29th at 2 o'clock. Thank you.
Roll call vote.
Oh, roll call vote.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That budget is postponed until August the 29th.
Okay.
Next is food distribution. Anna Sterner.
Federally funded and 25% tribally funded. Okay. And when they did the indirect cost rate, they put that money in my supply line item, so that's why it's a little bit different on the federal and the tribal side. But other than that, my budget was a little bit like $2,000 less than the previous year, so unless you just have any direct questions, not a lot was changed.
The one change on the gaming, the match was in supplies, and that was mm-hmm. because of the indirect, but then she has three full sides now.
Mm-hmm.
So Mulgi, Wetumpka, and Kuya.
So do you have a GSA vehicle?
No, ours are bought through our federal money. It's the match is always on everything that we purchase, but our vehicles are bought federally.
Questions?
And of course, you know, this is subject to change depending on what the federal agency gives us. So let's hope this is the one.
Madam Chairman,
yes,
we're just going to make. I just want y'all to know, so we'll get on Schedule A on the tribal. She's saying 75%, it should be 25, so we'll make that change to send it back through. It's not going to change the dollar amount, it's
okay.
Just that percentage is wrong.
Oh, okay.
Just grab your finger.
Should be 25, and we'll make that change.
Motion to approve. Motion by Representative Barnett to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Tony Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That budget is approved.
We have an announcement to make for you.
Okay.
For elderly nutrition, it will also be Miss Anna Sturda. We are making a food services program, and that's going to have elderly nutrition and food distribution under that. She will be the director for food services.
And elderly nutrition.
And elderly nutrition. Mm-hmm. And that's the next budget that we'll be looking at.
Okay.
I've studied this myself, so I hope I can answer any questions. It's like starting all over. So I'm gaining salary and wages have went down because of the 10% cut. We did move a number of employees to part-time, but in talking with the supervisors at the time, it was trying to ensure that they were fulfilling all those requirements. So we are going to go back and look at, due to the indirect cost rate, at some of the funds that we can save and maybe moving some of those part-time back to full-time, but that won't occur until probably October 1st until we can get out there and evaluate the centers.
How many are we talking about?
That we're going to change over from full-time to part-time. Mm-hmm. That would be
all the drivers.
10. Yes, if you'll look on the Schedule A, all of those that are part-time now, because right now she does have everyone down as full-time. But so those were the changes that they made to meet the 10% budget cut.
Those cook aids, so we'll go back and look at those. And we're going to look at, we're getting numbers together on how many we serve at each center. And of course, those that are here in Old Navy, we probably will look at increasing those that have that large volume. And we are going to be saving some money, of course. That's why this will change probably after October 1 with the salary will be split. Part of it will be coming out for elderly nutrition and part of it food. So that will put some money in salaries and fringe back into the budget.
Is Coita the only one that only has 2 people?
No.
One cook and
no, there's more than that. Besides that, just have 2 people.
There is a typo. If you go down to communications other, it says 100,000. It should be 10.
Yeah.
Should be 10,000.
I
was like, well, we got here, right? Zero there.
What are we doing?
We will make that change.
So that will help our bottom dollar.
Wow, they're really good.
But a lot of those centers deliver more meals than they actually serve there.
They're homebound.
Mm-hmm. Right. I noticed that they were a lot of part-time.
Right, they're all. That is a concern.
Yeah.
That is a concern just from the past week meeting with the staff that we have now.
We are going to be looking at the homebound, just the requirements and making sure that everyone that is receiving homebound is a homebound client.
Okay.
So, because I know several centers have two routes, a country route and an in-town route. So, just kind of going through and making sure that, you know, everybody that's on there should be, that we're following the guidelines that we've set for the program.
That's good. There's nothing on some that we're just waiting to come up with.
That's been reported, so that there's a lot of issues. So give us a little bit. And we have, just so you all will know, because I'm sure you get a lot of the questions from the elders, after the last meeting that they had in, is it San Diego that they just got back from?
Yes.
We are going to have an increase on the guest purchase of the meals from $4 to $5. They really said it shouldn't be anything less than $6, but we hated to make that big jump. So we're going to do a dollar this year and then a dollar at the beginning of next year. But that's just for the people that are guests.
Oh.
The under 50.
Under.
And we will be looking at switching food vendors as well for this next menu cycle.
That's what I was wondering.
And with that change, then again, when we're going out to the centers, then we really need to see if it's something that is with a food vendor that we'll possibly select, if it's just retraining our cooks so that they are more knowledgeable about how to prepare the food.
And the next one, the AOA EMP, that's the federal money that they receive. And you can see it's not very much in comparison with what the tribe provides. But when we do accept these monies, we have to follow their dietary guidelines. So all the meals have to be approved by a dietitian and follow those guidelines.
On that, you were saying that it's going to be raised to $5 mm-hmm. and then to $6, and that's for guests that are
55 and under.
55 and under,
mm-hmm.
okay. Because
mm-hmm.
we get a lot from the clinic
that come
up and eat.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the employees plus the
right.
you know, patients.
And then the last one is the AOA NSIP, and that's our reimbursement. So that's just from the government also, and that's just on the members that we serve that they reimburse us that amount. So those two we really don't have a lot of control over. That's just what we receive.
Questions? Okay, motion.
Motion
by Representative Jennings for approval. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere. Roll call vote, please.
Terry Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That budget is approved.
Thank you.
This is
as you
all know we're 100% federally funded. The only thing I would like to mention is we've already been notified we will operate on a continuing resolution October 1st until we hear otherwise, until Congress sets forth funding for discretionary food programs. So that's normal. Normally see that every FY, and we'll especially see it this one with elections right around the corner. So.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Representative Jennings for approval. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Barnett. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That budget is approved.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I make a motion we take a break for a
motion by Representative Jennings to take a 5-minute break. Second by Representative Barnett. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We will break for 5 minutes.